News Network. Maybe the scariest thing there is today is truth in media, especially the news. Get not only the news, but the truth in the news and nothing else. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Without the other guy's spin, here's your host, Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TNN, the Truth News Network. One note here, very quickly, make certain you read or listen to this entire release today, and certainly thoroughly read or listen to the summary. There is a very important information piece for you in today's summary. Our title today, Bill, Hillary, and the Clinton Foundation, Pay for Play Was Real. Evidence. Bill and Hillary. Have you, as most, grown weary of hearing about Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, even Chelsea now, and all those Clinton scandals? Are you, like most, astonished at the fact that with all the exposed corruption, unethical actions that have been sometimes illegal actions, misuse of government information, quid pro quo with donors from all over the world, campaign donors and donors to the Clinton Foundation for worthy causes, and pay-to-play schemes, stupid operating decisions regarding the U.S. classified information. Bill is the only one who has paid any price for any of this. And even then, he was impeached as a direct result of not any wrongdoing as president or the governor of Arkansas, but for lying under oath in a civil trial over a sexual matter. I think it is safe and accurate to say that the Clintons, for everything they have done publicly, have been bulletproof. But it actually looks like the paymaster may be about to call on the Clintons for some payback. Before we get into what the payback may look like or any of its details, let's just refresh your memory about just a few of the Clinton faux pas of the past. These are just a few reminders of some of their chicaneries. Monica Lewinsky led to only the second president in American history to be impeached. Benghazi, four Americans were killed, an entire system of weak diplomatic security uncloaked, and the credibility of a president and his secretary of state severely damaged. Asia fundraising scandal. More than four dozen convicted in a scandal that made the Lincoln bedroom, White House donor coffers, and Buddhist monks infamous. Hillary's private emails. Hundreds of national secrets already leaked through private email and the specter of a criminal probe looming large. Whitewater. A large SNL failed and several people went to prison over that one. Travelgate. The firing of the career travel office was the very first crony capitalism scandal during the Clinton era. UmaGate, an AIDS sweetheart job arrangement, Uma Abedin. PardonGate, the first time donations were ever connected as possible motives for presidential pardons. Foundation favors, revealing evidence that the Clinton Foundation was a pay-to-play backdoor to the State Department and an open checkbook for foreigners to use to curry favor. Mysterious files, the disappearance and rediscovery of Hillary's Rose Law Firm records from Arkansas. Filegate, the Clintons' use of FBI files to dig for dirt on their enemies. Hubble trouble, the resignation and imprisonment of Hillary law partner Webb Hubble. The Waco tragedy, one of the most lethal exercises of police power in American history, happened under a Clinton State Department. The Clinton Swedish slush fund, $26 million collected overseas with little accountability and lots of questions about whether contributors got a pass on Iran sanctions. Troopergate. From the good old days, did Arkansas state troopers facilitate Bill Clinton's philandering? Jennifer Flowers, the tale that catapulted a supermarket tabloid into the big time. Bill's golden tongue. His and her speech fees shocked the American public. Boeing bucks. Boeing contributed big time to Bill. Hillary helped the company obtain a profitable Russian contract. Larry Lawrence, how did a fat cat donor get buried in Arlington National Cemetery without any war experience? The cattle futures. Hillary, as a commodity trader extraordinaire. And last but not least, Chinagate. Nuclear secrets go to China on her husband's watch. So, what about any pending Clinton legal actions? Do they exist? Is there anything going to happen? Well, according to our researchers here at truthnewsnet.org, two separate sources with intimate knowledge of the FBI investigations into the Clinton emails and the Clinton Foundation report the following. The investigation looking into the possible pay-for-play interaction between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Foundation has been going on now for more than a year. Remember that, more than a year. That's a very important time span. We'll talk about it in our summary. Led by the White Collar Crime Division, Public Corruption Branch of the Criminal Investigative Divisions of the FBI. The Clinton Foundation investigation is a, quote, very high priority. Agents have interviewed and re-interviewed multiple people about the Foundation case. And even before the WikiLeaks dumps, agents say they have collected a great deal of evidence. Pressed on that, one source said, quote, a lot of it, and there is an avalanche of new information coming in every day. Some of it from WikiLeaks, some of it from new emails. The agents are actively and aggressively pursuing this case. They will be going back to interview the same people again, some of those people interviewing for the third time. As a result of the limited immunity deals to top aides, including Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, the Justice Department had tentatively agreed that the FBI would destroy those laptops after a narrow review. The word is definitively that has not happened. Those laptops are intact, and those devices are currently in the FBI field office in Washington, D.C., and are being forensically examined. The source points out that any immunity deal is null and void if any subject lied at any point in the investigation. Meantime, the classified email investigation is being run by the National Security Division of the FBI. They are currently combing through former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner's laptop and have found emails that they believe came from Hillary Clinton's server that appear to be new, as in not duplicates. Whether they contain classified material or not is not yet known, but apparently it will likely be known very soon. So what's going to happen? We'll get into that in just a moment, right after this. Stay tight. That plus our summary coming up at the Truth News Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes, and others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back, I've got mace!
Ow, that went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
Getting tired of only spin while looking for just the news? No spin, just truth. Read and hear it every day on TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
So back to Truth News Network today. We're talking about the Clintons. Never get tired of another Clinton story, right? So why is it that those in the political and American justice systems have given the Clintons pass after pass after pass for their wrongdoing through the years? The answer can be only one of, or maybe both of, these two reasons. The Clintons have a retribution machine they have effectively used through their decades in power in Arkansas and D.C. to discourage anyone from going against them in any way. That could explain how and why they seem to be made of Teflon. Nothing sticks. Knowing which closets of one's enemies hold skeletons can be a very valuable tool to use to demand and hold the loyalties of political insiders. Having that information works well to tamp down the temptations for payback. The second could be that leftist politicals in the U.S. seem to thrive on partial truths and good-sounding stories instead of demanding the rest of the story. To that end, one could see and can understand how the media seem to bow at the altar of Clintonism, jealously protecting their hero and heroine from the screams from underling Americans who are unworthy to breathe the same air as Bill and Hillary. How dare the American public want to know all there is to the Lewinsky scandal that resulted in Bill's impeachment? What really happened in Benghazi? The Whitewater affair in Arkansas, Hillary's commodity trading financial windfall, the deaths of approximately 60 Clinton underlings who died through the years under extremely suspicious circumstances during or after voicing a desire to press the Clintons on certain matters. Both Clintons will probably go to their graves having lived the words, "Payback is hell," brutally executed on their foes more than any other political power players in U.S. history. And you must agree, it's worked so far. It seems to this writer that even when obvious facts are thrust into the eyes and ears for all Americans to consume, Democrats assume that just because, in this case, the Clintons wield so much power and have so many obligated friends in quotation marks, in high places, everyone must and will bow to the whims of the royal couple. And that theory has reaped dramatic political results for the Clinton duo throughout the last 3.5 decades. We listed the names only of the 21 scandals of the Clintons that everyone knows about just to jog your memory. There are dozens of others, many of which are worse. Mention any of those publicly to initiate a conversation always results in a Democrat somewhere responding with this, and you've heard it again and again, "Hey, that's just a rumor. There's no evidence that that really happened. They wouldn't do that." Maybe the current confirmed investigation that is part of the old Clinton investigation will unearth and share with the world some of the unearthed evidence. So far, there have been nonstop scandals, investigations throughout American politics since the birth of the nation. You know that. Those aren't rare, but it is rare for so many scandals involving so many individuals, foreign countries, and corporations from the United States and other countries to be so closely guarded by those who fawn over Bill and Hillary, especially the leftist mainstream media. But they're smart. The Clintons know and understand better than most other Americans that when one has the ability to coax the mainstream media into what to cover and what not to cover, using something or some things to elicit their cooperation, one can easily control and edit the media narrative one desires to impact what the American public learns about any specific topic. That just kind of changes the whole face of what is really a scandal. If you can control the perception of everyone else, you can make it actually seem like it's not a scandal. Come to think of it, the Clintons aren't the only political leaders to so effectively do that throughout world history. Adolf Hitler was surprisingly effective at literally controlling the media narrative by force when necessary to promote the Nazi agenda throughout Germany and throughout the rest of Europe, purposely hiding the facts of scandal and travesty that occurred every day in Germany, while Hitler literally slaughtered millions of people. So what do you think this ongoing investigation into Clinton wrongdoing that certainly involved Hillary's private email server and irregularities in the Clinton Foundation is going to reveal? To be honest, I think that will be determined not necessarily by facts, by what skeletons the Clinton group know of that belong to whoever is conducting this investigation. Remember this. In American politics, and we're talking about American politics, facts don't really matter, no matter what any of us think. Yeah, they play a role, but facts are not reality. Remember this, perception is reality. And that's how the Clintons have kept the truth captive so effectively for so many years. Tell a pig enough times he's a dog, he'll eventually start barking. Now, before you jump on me, I'm not saying we are pigs or we are dogs, but we've seen many Americans swallow the Clinton narrative for so long without even asking questions. Why? Because Bill and Hillary, and now Chelsea, are so wily at spinning stories to a fawning populace, they've not only repeated the effective process over and over again, Americans continue to buy it, hook, line, and sinker. Will the merry-go-round ever stop? I really don't know. But maybe with the unsealing of some of those, listen to this, 63,233 sealed federal indictments, some from every one of the 50 states. Every state has them. Several may be for William Jefferson, Hillary Rodham, and Chelsea. Oh, and for a point of clarification, just so you know, I didn't pull that number out of the air. You can go on the internet and check the federal judiciary registries of the federal courts in every district, and you can find and total up for yourself that number, 63,233. That number is 30 times more than have been issued during the same time frame at any other time in American history. It's 1 year. I don't think that's an accident. Remember, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced in a 2018 letter to Congress that he had appointed federal prosecutor Jim Huber of Utah to quietly and independently continue investigations with unfettered cooperation from 477 Justice Department investigators, attorneys, investigative attorneys that were already being used by Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz. 477. You can do the math. When you do that math, that means that each of these investigative attorneys has been responsible for just 132 of those indictments during the last 12 months. That's just a little over 10 a month. They must write and take to court and get a judge to sign it and seal it. Doing the math, folks, that is doable. So when are we going to know, and what are we going to know? That's a great question. We'll end this presentation today by just saying that's doable. And it's pretty sure it's going to be done because those indictments exist and something has to be done. And that's a wrap on today's version of the Truth News Network. We are so glad you joined us. www.truthnewsnet.org. Go to the homepage if you haven't already. Log your email in on the front page on the bottom right side. We'll only use that for one purpose and one purpose only. That's so that you'll get a link overnight anytime a new story or podcast is posted. And then all you have to do is click on the link. It'll take you right to the story, right to the podcast. You'll never miss a story. Your email is private. We do not give your email address to anyone. We don't email you and ask you for anything. We don't sell anything here. We've got some goodies we'll be talking about in the Christmas season that we'll make available to you, but it's kind of a very, very seldom kind of thing. We haven't even done it yet, and we may not even do that. I don't know. We don't want to ask you for anything. We just want to provide you information. Thank you so much for being a part of this family. And you can tell anybody and everybody. I wish you would. Hey, check out truthnewsnet.org. We're here almost every day, at least 6 days a week. We're here with something new, something fresh. We never tell you what to think, but we always give you a lot of truth to think about at the Truth News Network. Love you guys. See you later.
Always get the truth on TNN, the Truth News Network. Find it exclusively at truthnewsnet.org.